You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 10:41 AM on this Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Cameron Heron, and it's time for the Valley Talk program. And I've got a very special guest on Valley Talk today. It's Jake Solberg, Park and Rec Director. How are you doing today, Jake?
Good. Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course, we'd love to have you on because there's a lot of good info about Parks and Rec that we'd like to talk about. But before we get into that, let's just go ahead and maybe, how about you give a brief rundown about kind of what your role in all of this is. And
So I'm the Director of Parks and Rec, so I'm responsible for the department of the city of Park and Rec. So just all the activities and parks and budgeting and equipment and everything that involves Park and Rec. Just kind of the department head of the.
And you just shifted over to the fall season.
Yep. Recently? Yep. So summer wound up, about late July, early August. So we are now in the beginning of our fall season. And our fun finder, we call it our fall mm-hmm. winter season. So, a lot of activities we offer, adult volleyball we have going on right now, girls volleyball from third grade through sixth grade. And we just opened that up. So if anyone's interested in registering, we can do that still. We have traveling volleyball as well for the fifth and sixth graders. And then registration for our youth hockey is open. And figure skating is open. So we encourage parents to register for those events or activities sooner than later.
And what's the way that they can register?
They got to go onto our website, just our Crookston Park and Rec, and then click on the activity you want to register for, and you can register that way. We try to do everything online now. So
makes sense.
And then, like always, if there's any questions, you can definitely call our Park and Rec or our number. And if you have any questions, you can talk to myself or Andrea. She's fantastic. She can guide anyone through anything coming to the registration. So,
And, of course, you can find the fun finder online as well.
On our Park and Rec website, yep. It's just the City of Crookston website, and then search Park and Rec, and we're there. Yeah. So.
Lots of good information about those events coming up. Which one are you most excited for?
I'm excited for all of them. It's exciting to start your spring summer season, and then it's so busy. You plan for so long, and then within 3 months it's over, and then before you know it, football's starting and volleyball's starting and hockey and figure skating and swim lessons, and it's just, the list goes on. So it's exciting for all of it. So a big part of my job too is the CSC. So I'm really starting to schedule that out now with all the high school and college events and all our youth hockey and youth figure skating that we have going on. So we currently do have ice in right now. So look to our website for the CSC schedule. We're trying to get everyone to come to our website now, Crookston Parks and Rec, and we have all our information on that website. Another big social media, so our Facebook page is a big pusher for information as well. So it's just Crookston Parks and Rec. So those are some things to look forward to.
Are there any new things that are coming to the Crookston Sports Center at all?
Currently, no. Just scheduling is fun, all our winter stuff, scheduling hockey and figure skating and UMC. And actually, I take that back. UMC will be doing another year of curling. If you are interested in curling, that's going to be starting in January. So
cool.
There'll be more to come on all this stuff. It's just kind of the preliminary stuff, getting ready for the season right now. So, but just getting the word out there and, so I'm excited.
And then that's not the only place in town that has these types of activities. It's also the pool, and that has been running well.
Yes, the pool has been running well. So we currently have our schedule. We're operating Monday through Friday right now. But October, We will be starting a new schedule. Our pool supervisor, Michaela Jacobson, has been doing a great job with getting the word out on that. So more to come on the pool. Like I said, our new schedule will be out October 1st. We will push it out through Facebook and on our activity schedule and stuff like that on our webpage. So
what was kind of the feeling when, you know, the Crookston pool was kind of down, but then it got, you know, reopened? What was that feeling kind of like?
You know, it was a big rush. You know, we opened it, and at the time we were getting lifeguard certified, and we're, you know what I mean? So everything now is just planned out. We got roughly 6-7 new lifeguards. And so we're slowly getting back into operating the pool, and now we're looking at offering some new programming and things like that, because our pool supervisor is new still. So she's really excited to take her ideas that she had at her previous position and bring them to our community. So
are there park and rec activities that go on out at the pool? Like, is swimming lessons part of that?
Or? Swimming lessons is part of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Or private lessons. You know, we're looking at possibly doing some like just single day events and, mm-hmm. you know, so like I said, we're all in the preliminary stage right now of just getting things scheduled and making sure, you know, so.
For sure. I think a lot of people were very happy when the Crookston pool came back, and it's always just a big part of Crookston.
Yes, it is. And I know, it has been a big part for a long, long time. So, we're happy that it's open again, and hopefully, we can keep things rolling smoothly. So, we do have a swim meet this Thursday. The high school girls will be swimming, 5:30 it starts in Crookston. So who's ever interested to go that, it will be at our Crookston Community mm-hmm. Pool this Thursday. So
should be a fun time.
Yes.
And then, to move on from the pool, unless you have anything else you want to talk about, you know, with the new season, there's new opportunities for staffing. You want to kind of talk about that?
So, with the CSC, we always are looking for part-time help. A lot of it is, you know, driving the Zamboni. You do have to be 18 years old, but we are looking for seasonal help starting as soon as possible, especially once we get, you know, the next few weeks here as we add more ice and open up more of our rink. We're going to need the help. So if anyone's interested out there, if you have questions or concerns, you can call Park and Rec, ask for Jake, we can talk. But we are looking for seasonal employees to drive Zamboni at the CSC.
I mean, so, who wouldn't want to drive a Zamboni? Right. It just seems like just so much fun, so satisfying too. Like, I like watching from the stand, seeing it like complete, like you see that one dry part and then it just, it's always so satisfying. What are some of the other specific staff opportunities? Are there other ones? Or
yeah, we also look you know, to hire one or two in our park maintenance staff to help with snow removal and like day-to-day things in our parks and maintenance during the winter. A lot of it is snow removal, a lot of it in the CSC. So it's just, you know, we're always looking for help. We are very, very flexible with hours, you know, so if you're interested, you can contact me at the Park and Rec office and we can get you going. So
obviously snow removal is very important for the CSC since most of the events go on during the winter.
Well, and we have all our sidewalks and areas around our community that we move snow for too. So it's a lot. We do a lot of snow removal. We do a lot of acres. So the help is well needed. So
for sure.
Just to touch on some other things too that we have. We do registrations with wrestling and we do CYBA. And so everything is open now. So our fun finder is out on our website. So if you come in and register, if you're new to town or new to registering for something, again, just please call us and we're more than welcome to help. So
for sure. Yep. Definitely a lot of very fun activities. For those who have tuned in the middle of this is a Valley Talk program with Jake Solberg, Park and Rec Director. Anything else kind of going on with Park and Rec that we haven't chatted about yet?
No. I mean, we're kind of in the shift now of seasons. You know, we're still outside mowing. We're still outside getting things. You know, we're we're getting our summer things, you know, almost not really put away, but kind of in a sense. And then now we're just getting winter things, you know, up and running and things like that. So we're just in a shift this season right now. So
I guess since we haven't talked to you in a while, how did the summer season go?
It went well. You know, it went really well. I felt like it, you know, all our activities ran good, ran smooth. We had a lot of good help. So thank you for everyone that came in and worked for Park and Rec this year. So I felt like it was a good summer.
That's good to hear.
So we took it. Yeah.
Good to hear. So we got a couple minutes left here. Do you want to kind of recap all the, like, just Cliff Notes version of kind of the stuff that we talked about today?
So again, you know, our Fun Finder is out. Registration's open for all our fall and winter activities. We are, you know, looking for help at the CSC as far as driving Zamboni. And I forgot to mention, we always are looking for hockey coaches, figure skating coaches, hockey officials, volleyball officials, things like that. So if you're always looking for a job, please contact us and we will probably have something for you to do. So
cool.
The CSC schedule, you know, just look on our Crookston Sports Center page and we'll be updating that. Actually, I'll be doing that today. So
nice.
Football is going on. We talked about a little bit. That's been going on now for a few weeks. So third through sixth grade volleyball registration is still open. We just started last week. So if you're interested, register for that. Our pool hours are posted on our Facebook page and our website, and then we'll be changing those pool hours in October. And we're looking forward to, you know, events and swim lessons and just kind of different things. And then figure skating and hockey, like I said, the registration open. All of our wrestling and CYBA, we put in a registration for them just so people know that they're open. And then kind of a new thing again, they did it last year, but UMC Team Backers do a community curling league. So that's going to start in January and it'll go through February. But if you're interested in that, you know, contact the Team Backers or you can contact us at Park and Rec. So,
and what are the ways that people can contact Park and Rec?
Park and Rec is our phone number. You can call us at 218-281-1242. Email me, Facebook message us, things like that. So, or you can just simply stop in if you want to talk face to face. We're at City Hall. So
for sure. Lots of good info there, Jake. And is there anything else last second that you wanted to chat about?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
So
sounds good. Thank you very much, Jake. Thank you for coming on Valley Talk.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
So that was your Valley Talk program here on this Tuesday, September 12th.